to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Like it, you don't like it. Game's over. Didn't go down the way a lot of us wanted it to go, but it's over. Denver's the world NFL world champion of Super Bowl 50.
Can I say something real quick? I think this was just a case of Carolina. They weren't ready to play, at least on the offensive side of the football. They had a few good moments, but for the most part, they were not ready to play that football game today.
It's not even that.
Far, they weren't ready.
All right, well, this is William Morgan and Surfer, of course, and we are here for the next, who knows, half hour, hour, however long it takes to discuss the game and maybe some commercials for Super Bowl 50 here on Rant EM Radio. And so Denver won this game, 24 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider that a blowout?
No, particularly because they got that last touchdown late after that Cam Newton fumble. So, no, I wouldn't consider it a blowout scoring-wise. But that Denver defense just dominated. Von Miller was your MVP. He just dominated the game.
But
so
the thing was, if you look at it closely, Carolina's defense was equally up to the task. I blame this probably on the coordinators on Carolina. They made no adjustments. And then Cam, you got golden feet. You're the fucking Flash out there. Don't let these motherfuckers get in your head of thinking that you can't run the ball because you play quarterback. The one time Carolina punched that ball into the end zone, he used his feet, okay? And Denver had no answers for it. So don't sit back there and try to play a pocket passer. If you got to run, run. They would have felt, that defense would have fell apart had Cam used his feet more. Okay, I guarantee if he'd have ran more, he would have got more passing opportunities. But he tried to sit back there like a pocket passer and look, and he don't have those kind of receivers. I mean, he got good enough receivers to play. They're good enough to play, but they're not. You know, you gotta bring it all on the table when you get to the Super Bowl. Okay, there is no half assing it, and it seemed like every time Carolina got the ball, they tried to run the ball on first down. And they was getting 1 yard, no yards, lose a yard. Why was the fuck did they keep trying to run on first down? It wasn't working.
They were trying to keep the defense honest.
Yeah, but the defense
it wasn't working. It wasn't working at all.
It wasn't working. They wasted so many plays with a 1 yard run.
Yeah. Then you go back and you look at what the Broncos were able to do with C.J. Anderson. He had a nice game. He had 90 yards rushing. He had a nice game, a nice functional game. And then you also had a few turnovers out of Carolina. Cam Newton turned the ball over at least twice. He had an interception and a fumble. that last fumble ended up to that last touchdown and that two-point conversion that Roman Harper gave up. God, I'm glad he's no longer a Saint.
Now, if it wasn't for the turnovers, I would have pinned that game on that bad call that the refs made, because he caught that ball, and they should have overturned that.
Yeah, play. I think so too.
That didn't even factor into it in the end. I mean,
but when you have Ted Ginn out there dropping passes, 4 receptions for 74 yards. Really? Really? I'm looking at the stats here. Devin Funches, 2 catches for 40 yards. Jericho Calcaterry, 2 catches for 17 yards. That ain't getting it done. That ain't getting it done. Mike Tolbert had a fumble that resulted in a Denver score. Missing field goals by Graham Gano. Graham Gano missed that 44-yarder. Just shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, I mean, I really think the fix is in. I'm a conspiracy guy.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist like you, but I will say this. That offensive line, which has played well all year, could not match up with what Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware was doing.
Which is why Cam Miller was all over the place. Cam needed to run more. He should have done it. I mean, look, he ran for 45 yards. He only ran the ball. So he could have ran a lot more than he did. Instead, he's dropping back trying to throw the ball like he does that all the time. Look, he's a good quarterback. But he's good because he runs in addition to throwing the ball. Peyton Manning had an abysmal fucking game. 13 for 23 for 141 yards. That is not fucking championship quality quarterbacking. Nope. It's just not.
But you know, at the end of the day, you have to give Peyton credit. And this is where I said.
Why? Because he didn't. He did turn the ball over. But.
Mm-hmm. But you have to give him credit. He used his running game well, and when he had to throw the football, he threw it and got completions. Now, Demaryius Thomas was just trash today. 1 reception for 8 yards. That's trash. That's garbage. But Emmanuel Sanders, like I figured, was the receiver that shined for them. 6 receptions for 83 yards. He didn't get a touchdown, but he kept the chain moving for him.
But this game was winnable by Carolina. This is what
it really was.
Listen. Okay, look. This is the Patriot fan in me saying I'm fucking upset that Peyton Manning won. Now, getting back to the regular me, I'm gonna sleep well tonight. Okay. Hey, Peyton got one going out the door. See ya. 5 years, you'll be in the Hall of Fame no matter what the fuck I say or do. Okay, and you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Okay,
2. He finished his career 2-2 in the big game.
It's just a fucking shame that he fucking have the worst season, his worst season, fucking abysmal game, and he gets a championship. And you gotta give the credits to the coaches, and they got fucking Wade Phillips as the coordinator. That motherfucker puts together the best defenses every fucking where he goes.
And you gotta remember, he was out of the league for a minute.
I remember he was here in Philadelphia. And mm-hmm. the motherfucking Eagles was crushing people on defense when he was here.
Yeah.
Now, as a head coach, he sucks. As a defensive coordinator, there's not a defense he has not touched that he didn't make number one in the league.
But that's what some guys are destined to be. Coordinators.
And he did that in Baltimore. I mean, like, I don't know what it is, but the motherfuckers know how to put together a defense.
I'll say this. Credit Wade Phillips with the plan he put together. He made sure Cam was under constant pressure the whole way through.
Cam put himself under pressure.
He did, too. I thought he was jumpy. He was very jumpy. He was very rushed, very hurried. He wasn't relaxed. If you look at him in that Arizona game, he was relaxed. He was communicating, making plays. The receivers showed up. But if you look at this game, he was hurried. He was very rushed.
Listen, and here's the thing about
Wade Phillips. Yes, Carolina should have won this game. They could have won this game, but credit Wade Phillips. That was.
I'm not gonna say they should have won, but they had a. They could have. I mean, not could have is the wrong word, but they should have had a better chance of winning this game. And they fucking shot themselves in the foot so many times.
They did. They shot themselves in the foot four times. Look at those two fumbles.
Listen,
that Cam pick and that missed field goal.
You know, when the defense is trying to strip you of the ball, you adjust to make sure you hold on the ball.
Yep, that's okay? Right.
Listen, you don't get stripped that many times in the game unless you're fucking incompetent.
Yep.
I'm not even talking about the whole team. I mean, like, you know that they swiping for arms and balls.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Tony C, what's up?
Tony C, what's up, my friend?
Look at him.
Tony C.
Hammer.
Don't hurt him.
But he'll talk when he's ready.
Yeah, but I just think could you say Carolina choked?
I just called in to say hello to the bitter Patriots fan on the line. Sounds very upset and frustrated.
You know what? No. I'm frustrated.
Peyton Manning won again.
No, I'm frustrated that this fucking game was a joke of a game.
Oh, you frustrated because the Patriots ain't wasn't in it. It's okay.
Well, look.
It happened.
Look. Don't worry. We'll be back next year. I'm not going to lose no sleep with that.
Not if Peyton come back.
If Peyton come back, he ain't going to be shit, okay?
Coming back. You can get that one up. Peyton coming
say
back.
That he already beat y'all once.
Peyton ain't coming
back. Peyton is not going to get any. He is not getting any better as the years go on, okay?
Peyton. Y'all off the line ain't getting no better. So. Peyton
coming back. But hold up. We can get new offensive line players. Okay,
they can get Denver. Peyton Manning can get some more HGH shipped to his damn house, and y'all won't know it. So what?
They investigate that motherfucker for steroids. Trust me.
Y'all better get
they
home.
They will ask him to quietly retire. So
the Patriots ain't shit unless they playing.
Okay,
well,
listen, we're not talking about the Patriots. We're talking about the Carolina Panthers.
I am because they sitting at home.
Dude, damn it. You want to talk about this game? You're more than
like
welcome to be on the line.
This
is
head.
Not, listen. This
Peyton
is,
Manning only threw for 136. I don't give a damn how many yards he threw for. He won, damn it.
Yes, he won because of his defense.
Well, okay. Damn, look how many Super Bowls Tom Brady won because of his damn
yeah,
defense.
Yeah, well, okay.
That card
hold up, hold up. Brady threw for respectable numbers in those
but
wins early on. Not 100. 140 yards passing?
Tony C.
140 yards? I get that. Listen, I can throw for 140 yards, and I can't play.
Tony C., I understand where Surface coming from. You 13 for 23.
I wouldn't give a damn. Tom Brady won all his Super Bowls with a defense.
Tom Brady threw for 300 yards in these games.
It don't matter.
300. Not 140.
With him.
His quarterback rating was 56.6.
Look, Tony C. That's
it. Don't matter.
You can't short
that man because
I'm not shorting him. He won. He won. He got the championship.
That's the bottom line.
Look, Tony C. You want to talk about the game? Let's talk about this game.
I'm talking about you on this. Ass
I don't need
like
you know.
Patriots fan, stop it.
Hey, listen. However you think I sound, I'm still telling the facts here, okay?
You're the man.
I put up with Mark Henry Jr. calling up earlier, acting a fool. You know,
I'm not acting a fool. I'm telling you to
no,
act right.
No, I said Mark Henry Jr.
I just had a friend of mine.
He called and asked, what's the number to Skype? He called me on my cell phone and asked, what's the number to Skype?
I just had a friend of mine sum it up. And I still say this, and Tony, so you can agree or not. It was the medical, the sorriest receiver core against that top flight secondary. That receiver core, Cam Newton didn't have no help.
He went 15-1 just with a slapdick crew.
They go to the championship commercial.
There's one play. There was only two good plays that they made. The one that Philly Brown made, that was a 40-yard reception, and then Ted Ginn made one earlier in the game for the same amount of yards. Other than that, that was it.
Now, Tony,
so you're saying the other 17 wins that they had before the night was tainted because of their receiving corps?
I'm not saying it's tainted. I'm just saying you can say that's why they lost tonight.
Their receiving corps got exposed.
That's why they lost tonight.
So
basically you saying they the damn Union Cane – of the damn NFL. They's a manufactured champion. That's basically NFC champion.
Now, look, listen.
Anybody slight Denver?
Look, this happens.
No, I'm talking about Carolina.
This happens sometimes. Sometimes you have a team that, once you get to that big game, you get exposed that what nobody saw during the rest of the season. Now, if Cam had used his feet more, like he did in that one drive, this probably would have been a different game.
Cam had no help. And case in point, Ted Ginn dropped passes. If he had Kevin
Benjamin passes all year long.
If he had Kevin Benjamin out there, it might have been a little bit.
Come on, man. You can't start as if stuff.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, wishes and if.
And now ain't the time for that. Come on,
the Broncos.
Y'all can't. Because ain't none of them block. Kevin Benjamin is not a left tackle nor a right tackle. The real story tonight is the O-line got their ass whooped. Two tackles got their ass whooped.
That's the bottom receiver, but if
your receivers would got open out that would have got open.
They can't get open because the O-line get their ass whooped.
But Cam would have had time to throw the football. Cam had nothing.
But the offensive play calling was shitty as hell.
Even the blind side was getting his ass whooped tonight. It made me not want to watch that movie ever again in life.
How are you already down two scores. You going into the fourth. Now, I understand there's a point in the game that you have to keep the defense honest. I get it by running the football. But at some point, you got to abandon that run and start getting some points.
Well, you know, they had Mike Shula calling the goddamn plays, and you know he got ran out of Tampa Bay,
Mike Shula still has a job?
Yeah, that's the offense. He got ran out of Alabama because he was with Alabama. This is
the good old boy network, you know? Motherfuckers get jobs when they clearly not worthy of having a job.
With Cam. I mean, when he's stationary and both your tackles getting their ass whooped, I mean, hey, it's going to be a long night. It was like my analogy I always do when somebody getting their ass whooped on the offensive line. I'm going to take it back to the old school. It's like when you're playing Tecmo Bowl on NES. Son of a bitch push down an A and you push down an A and it's a damn jailbreak back there every damn play. That's what it was.
The Broncos forced four turnovers. They tied a Super Bowl record with 7 sacks. Panthers defensive end Coney Ealy, 3 sacks in the game, ties the Super Bowl
record. Denver's line wasn't too much better. It was just they held up a tad bit better.
Yeah.
Then both of the lines was getting their ass whooped. If you really want to get down to the meat and potatoes, both O lines was getting their ass. Both sets of tackles. Let's just say that.
And I did say that in the post show that was going to be a focus was offensive lines on both sides. But
and both sets of tackles was getting their ass whooped. And when Ray Finkel missed that damn kick again, I was like, oh.
No, you didn't call that Ray
Finkel. I knew Denver was going to win because when Ray Finkel missed kicks, they always lose.
Look, I'm not saying that a 44-yarder is a gimme. I'm not saying that. But you got to make
You know it ain't a gimme. Ray Finkel missed the one for the Patriots.
You got
a damn extra point.
You got to make that. You got to make that field goal. You got to.
Listen. If I'm Ron Rivera, Mike Shula ass, and both of them tackles, and Mike Tolbert, is walking back to damn North Carolina. I don't give a damn how you get back.
Do it, get on a bus. Do it, get on a bus.
I put them on a Greyhound. I put all their ass in the rental and make them drive. Like they wrestlers cross country. Hell, y'all don't even need to take a shower. Y'all stunk up the joint.
Man, Toby, man, I wouldn't be surprised, man.
Blindside was out there getting his ass whooped. Family was like,
yeah, where was his mama with the gun?
For real. Saturday night special that shoot every night just as well too. Sandra Bullock should have helped his game. He was getting his ass whooped. I know Jerry Jones is listening to me and Stephen Jones, you dumb son of a bitches. I knew DeMarcus Webb wasn't done. The man was just hurt.
Yep.
When he's healthy, you see what happens.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with money, salary cap.
That happens a lot in the NFL.
Right, you're dealing with a salary cap. And guys get older, you got to make a decision whether to.
Surfer, they bailed on him too early, man. That guy was, if you put him with the right nucleus on the line, with Von Miller, mm-hmm. You get somebody that can rush the pass with him instead of him being the only one. Shit.
But did Dallas have the right nucleus?
They could have bought him in. That's what I'm saying. You sign him and sign somebody else, a draft, another pass rusher.
Yeah, but you can't just sign everybody. You have a salary cap.
Shit, he even took a cut. He ain't making that much in Denver. They ain't signed him for like a huge amount of money. Trust and believe. They thought the same thing Dallas did, but hell, they got him on the cheap.
Yep.
Sometimes teams bail on players, man, too early, and they be hurt. The man's back was messed up. Shit, he didn't carry the whole D-line. Your damn back gonna hurt.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do y'all think Carolina had a weak schedule this season leading up to this?
Hell no. They don't play in the NFC East. The AFC East. their schedule was straight. They played the NFC East. And they played, who else did they play? Yes. They played Seattle. Mm-hmm. I mean, they got some legit wins off their schedule, man. Hell. Mm-hmm. You know, but they tackles got their ass.
I don't know why you keep talking about the AFC East being weak. The reason why they're weak is because New England, it stays strong. They keep everybody the fuck down like they're supposed to.
Why you always bringing up the people that Denver lost to? We're not talking about this tonight, man. We're talking about this game. Denver was already past them. Gosh, you always find a way to bring them up. Nobody.
You're the one that brought up the AFC. You're the one took a shot talking about the AFC
like
East is weak.
When he came out. He looked, if anybody wants to see a douchebag definition,
go back and
watch Tom Brady. We're talking about,
let's stick to this game here. Don't bring up about the AFC East, okay? Has nothing to do
with it. No, I'm talking about the pregame when they had the MVPs and Brady walked out there looking like a douchebag.
He did not look like a douchebag. No.
See, he looked like a damn douchebag. If they put douchebag when they put it in the dictionary, if it ain't already in there.
Douchebag. No, you didn't. He came out like everybody else.
He looked like a douchebag, man.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
he's only three quarterbacks with four Super Bowl wins. Remember that.
Peyton played two more years. He might get
two more Super Bowls.
But as long as he'll play y'all at Gillette, he got a chance.
Peyton done, now.
So there.
Peyton is done,
y'all
man.
Ain't
look,
shit without home field
look,
advantage.
Look, Peyton done. Got lucky. The motherfucker got his job back, okay, for the season.
It wasn't luck that he beat. He went to the Super Bowl. Why are we talking about a second-place team in the AFC? I got a question.
We're not talking about no second-place team in the AFC.
Are y'all going to hang a banner for AFC runner-up?
Here you go off the topic. Let's stick to this game. Tell me what you thought about this game.
Are they going to hang a banner for AFC runner-up? But anyways, we digress. Carolina tackles got their ass whooped, and that's why they lost, period, point blank.
I can't agree with that, but the main reason is that fucking offensive play calling.
I think you're going to see
the tackle got their ass whooped.
I think you're going to see
him. Who called?
I think you're going to see
There was no adjustment in the second half. No adjustment. They ran the same fucking plays in the second half they did in the first half, trying to drop Cam back in the pocket instead of and running the ball on first down. Well, you know that motherfucking Stewart, he's not a game breaker, okay? He's not going to get you a lot of yards.
DeMarcus Weller and Von Miller was running Cam Newton down his damn self, so...
Yeah, but like maybe if Cam took off more like he did in that one drive, then it could have been a different game.
Through the game because they was killing his ass. He
yeah,
made
because
it
he stood
game.
There. He stood
but you,
there.
But if you look in the second half, there was no offensive line adjustment to account for that at all. None.
It's no adjustment that you getting your ass. Well, that's a pride thing.
But there was no blitz pickup. There was no nothing.
They weren't blitzing.
Patrick Sadell says Carolina. He thinks Carolina did have a weak schedule.
I mean,
was thinking that. Go back and look at it.
Patrick Sadell, man, don't talk bad about our spiritual advisor.
I mean,
they ain't had no weak schedule, man.
I mean, if you look within the division, maybe, but they did play some tough opponents.
Outside that division, when you
play some opponents. They did.
Yeah. You go on the road and beat Seattle.
Seattle was not last two seasons. Okay.
I don't give a damn. They still respectable.
Because Beast Mode wasn't shit this year. And then let's see. Green Bay, they was pretenders.
So, oh, Lord, now y'all sitting here trying to...
Green Bay was pretenders.
On the damn schedule.
And then, I don't know what the fuck happened with Atlanta. They looked like they was for real. And then,
man, you can't sell
the Cardinals,
it.
Everybody knew the Cardinals wasn't going to beat the Panthers.
They beat who was on the damn schedule. That's bottom line. Okay, they playing Gallaudet.
Oh, so why does it only count in this case? But then you go sit there and say other teams play weak opponents.
Well, we already know the AFC East is fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
from year to year, every year. We know that.
Did you watch this game, Tony? I mean,
yeah, I watched this game. That's why I can sit here and tell you, no matter what Mike Shula would have called, Cam Newton would have been on his ass. Because the blind side and the other tackle was getting their ass all night long.
Then Mike Shula need to be sent home, okay? Take your ass home, you're fired. Okay, where's Donald Trump when you need him?
I say if you're going to fire me, you need to fire the blind side and the other damn tackle, too.
They might get rid of them, too.
Because that was mano a mano.
You know what the NFL stands for, right? Not for long.
Not for long. Know that. But at the same time, you got to have pride. You should be calling out tackles.
You know who coined that phrase?
Be a Bill of Chick, brother.
Okay, I'm trying to see.
It was Jerry Glanville.
Okay, just for the sake of argument, I'm looking at the Panthers' schedule. Start max September 13th in a regular season. They beat the Jaguars 20-9.
Nobody's.
They beat the Texans 24-17.
Nobody's.
They made the playoffs.
They beat the Saints 27-22.
Not the Saints of old. Go ahead.
They beat the Panthers 37-23. They beat the Seahawks 27-23.
They made the playoffs.
They beat the Eagles 27.
Yeah, a lot of teams made the playoffs because their division was weaker than
I know, and that's my please don't make my
but
point.
Their division was weak, okay? There was guys making the playoffs with 7-9 records.
They beat the Eagles 27-16.
Oh, come on. Don't even bring up the Eagles.
They beat the Colts 29-26. They beat the Packers 37-29.
They made the playoffs.
They beat the Titans 27-10. They beat the Redskins 44-16.
They made the playoffs.
They beat the Cowboys 33-14.
Okay, so let's see. So Denver didn't beat anybody to make the playoffs. They didn't lose to anybody to make the playoffs.
We're not going over Denver's schedule. We're going over Carolina's right now.
We're in week 12 right now. The Panthers beat the Cowboys 33-14.
Sucked.
They beat the Panthers beat the Saints again, second matchup, 41-38.
Yeah, no good.
They beat the Falcons 38-0.
They fell apart at that point in the season.
They beat the Giants 38-35. That was a barn burner. They lost to the Falcons, that one loss, 20-13, and they beat the Bucks 38-10. So, out of their schedule, you're looking.
What, they be about four playoff teams?
Be about four.
Out of the eight that's made the damn, what is, how many made the playoff?
Top
12, right?
No, it ain't 12.
No, it's not that
12,
many.
Yeah, it's six and six. It's 6-6, six on each side.
Oh, okay. If you tell me, well,
yeah,
yeah, but at the most, you're only gonna play one team from the other conference that makes the playoffs,
right?
If
well, hell, they beat four of them
because you
they didn't beat four AFC playoff teams,
but they,
no, they beat four playoff teams. Period.
Yeah, right. Because they beat the Texans. That's one.
That's one.
They beat the Seahawks.
That's two.
They beat the Packers. That's three.
That's three.
They beat the Redskins. That's four.
That's a third of the playoff field right there, my
Come
man.
Come on, the Redskins. Red. The Redskins.
Mm-hmm. And that's four.
I wouldn't give a damn. The Redskins, they made it.
The Redskins got in on the back door.
I wouldn't give a damn. They made it, and they beat them. So there you go.
Yeah, that offense.
Now, match that up against everybody else's schedule. The Broncos. Who the Broncos beat that made the playoffs? The Patriots twice.
They didn't. Well, if you include the playoffs, yeah, okay. And?
Yeah, they beat them twice.
Okay.
I'm about to look at Denver's schedule right now, real quick. About to go ahead and pull
I know Kansas City whooped their ass one night.
Oh, yeah, they did. Handle it.
That's what I'm saying. So they lost once to Kansas City. Who else beat them? Didn't the Raiders beat them?
I think they beat them once.
The Raiders beat them. Uh-oh. That's two losses. So look at the teams Carolina beat.
Denver, look at Denver the teams got four losses. Okay.
Broncos lost to. The Chiefs, the damn Raiders. Carolina, I'm sorry, they beat shit out the Raiders.
Okay.
The Chiefs might have been a struggle. You know, it could have go either way, but they beat the hell out of the Raiders.
Let's say the schedule.
Right. I got it. Let's pull it up right now. Let me see. I'm trying to pull it up. There we go. Week one, they beat the Ravens 19-13. Week two, they beat the Chiefs. They were a playoffs team. They beat them 31-24. They beat the Lions 24-12. Then they beat the Vikings. That's a playoff team, 23-20. They beat the Raiders in that first meeting, 16-10. They beat the Browns, 26-23. They beat the Packers, 29-10. So that's a second playoff team.
That's third. Third or fourth?
Third. I forgot. Okay, because the Vikings were a playoff team, too. So that's number three. They beat the Packers. They beat the Colts, beat them 27-24. Then they came
back. And the Panthers would have whooped the Colts' ass, so go ahead.
And then they came back and they lost the second game. They lost to the Chiefs 29-13. They beat the Bears 17-15. Beat the Patriots 30-24. Then they came back the next week and beat the Chargers 17-3. Lost to the Raiders 15-12. Lost to the Steelers 34-27.
Steelers in the playoffs.
They beat the Bengals 20-17. Then they beat the Chargers 27-20.
So they both beat what? The Broncos beat what? Five?
Because they
the playoff team?
Because the Chiefs made the playoffs, the Vikings made the playoffs, the Packers made the playoffs. Mm-hmm, so that's three.
Not the Broncos. You said they beat Cincinnati.
They beat the Bengals, so that's four. So they each
that's four
teams. Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City ones, right?
Yeah.
So that make five.
Because they beat. Okay. Kansas City.
One.
The Vikings.
Two.
The Packers.
Three. Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Four.
And then they beat the Bengals.
Five. So these, what, 4 and 5? Shit, they beat three quarters of the damn field between the both of them.
Okay, but you're acting like one team just walked through the conference
I'm
the other
they both
way.
Had and, you know, the shit.
Okay.
That was my thing.
Okay.
If they both beat 9 out of the 12 playoff teams, that says something right there.
Cash cow.
Well, you know, the number one from both divisions, both conferences win. So,
yeah.
It's just to me, they were just, Carolina just, whoa, they just weren't ready for that blitzkrieg. They
damn
just,
tackles weren't ready.
I just don't think
they should. They need to go see Mr. Wizard.
On the offensive side of the football, they just wasn't ready.
I got the late show on. So Tina Fey and Margot Robbie comes out, and Tina Fey's trying to make got her slit showing more than Margot Robbie. What's up with that? Now, ain't nobody going to pick you over Margot Robbie. Come on now, Tina Fey.
I just had to let you fellas know that, you know, let it be known that them damn tackles was like turnstiles at a damn at a damn concert.
Used and abused, huh?
Yes, sir. They damn uniforms probably clean as hell. They ain't get nothing all night long on either side. Gosh almighty. And the one it's Denver still, Broncos.
Listen. Denver, those tackles put the hurting. The same time, Carolina didn't make no fucking adjustment. You got to make an adjustment. You got to adjust. You don't just go out there with
what
the same shit.
What can you make, surfer, if your line can't block? Your tackles can't block.
If you got to throw in extra tight ends, throw in extra tight ends.
But you taking less people out of route. So right.
It didn't matter. They didn't.
So if you do that, you are to make a suspect receiver core even more suspect.
Exactly, because now you got fucking five people covering two, because you got eight people blocking.
And I've been saying it all night. That wide receiver core is suspect.
That's the coach's job to try to adjust. Okay.
I feel what you're saying. In theory, you definitely. I'm gonna
you adjust with the play calling, if nothing else, or you just tell Cam to fucking take off. Don't worry about throwing the ball downfield.
In theory, you're definitely right. I'm letting you know that I agree with you. In theory, I've coached, you know, in football where. But I also been in a position where I haven't had the goddamn Jimmys and Joes. So I know I got it. You know, if I got seven people blocking five, my pass routes, I'm tied, my hand tied behind my back. I only got two people going out for passes, or maybe three. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
it'll probably be three at most. I wouldn't
exactly. And if they can't get open, then I'm really screwed now because I got all the time in the world.
And when nobody's
open,
none of them receivers were getting open to help. He had no help at all, and that was my biggest.
Von Miller is a free agent, and he just made himself a whole shitload of money tonight.
He did.
Of course,
somebody gonna overpay for him because. What they fail to realize is it just wasn't him. It was Ware and the rest of them guys.
Yep.
Hey,
but at the same time, he just made himself a whole boatload of money.
Yeah, he did.
Wade Phillips.
Yeah, him too. Mm-hmm. But you get what I'm saying, though? Shit, the Cleveland Browns. It ain't nothing for the Cleveland Browns to see this tonight and be like, oh, we signing, you know, Von Miller to a damn 7 year.
That ain't going to help Cleveland.
Well, they may think it. You get what I'm saying.
Shit, man.
Somebody like that.
They still don't even have a quarterback.
Look at the Dolphins. They signed a Dominican Sue to all that money, and look, that improved them what? No wins, maybe one if any. You get what I'm saying? Teams do that all the time. They think that one player will make a difference, but you got to have some of the same thing the team that he had, that he's coming from, had. You know what I'm saying? He can do it by himself.
Cam Newton led that team in rushing tonight. He had 6 rushes for 45 yards, no touchdowns.
Well, I could have told you that was going to happen.
And like, if you look, if you take away the defensive touchdown, and Denver's offense didn't do much.
Didn't
have to. On that sack fumble, Von Miller bitched him. He told me, give me that. Let me get that up out you. Cam supposed to be this big, strong, 250-pound man, and he let that ball go like a sissy on the playground. Just let it go. I was like, damn, that ball flew out of there. And then on the one fumble, I can't really blame him. He could have dove for it, but he was like, man, damn that. I got to get a check. I'm not going to hurt myself. Cause if he'd have dove, they'd have jammed his shoulders smooth in the ground, and he'd have been done. Like, if that was like Tony Romo, his dumb self would have dove down there. And they'd have all about 8 dudes would have piled up on his right shoulder, and he'd have been done. Now, I can't blame Cam for that. He did. You know what I mean? He did the right thing. Say what you want.
Dad, people crack me up on Facebook. Somebody posted a picture of Lady Gaga, and next to it, they got a picture of Torchican from the Pokemon. Blaziken.
I seen a couple of memes where she was supposed to be the Hunger Games announcer.
Yeah, I heard that too. So about 6:30, you do the national anthem. 8 o'clock, you host the Hunger Games.
Yeah, and then somebody else said she looked like a televangelist up there. It was just all kind of stuff.
Well, you know, at least she sounded good. Not compared to when the fucking Black Eyed Peas did the Super Bowl that year and shit. They fucking,
that's true.
I don't know.
Can I say the fact that they're in San Francisco? Mm-hmm. We understand what that place, it stands for. But Bruno Mars coming out there looking like he looking, and that was just, it was just too, well, how can I put it? It looked very suspect. Orlando Jordan-esque type.
You just say he looked suspect.
You know what I mean? The whole get up, was looking kind of
suspect.
Blame on-ish. You know what I'm saying? So
they gave me the word suspect.
I mean, you said it, not me. I'm just saying, little woo 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 woo.
And there's people on Facebook saying that Carolina, they're gonna be back. I just want to say
there's
real
no
quick,
there's no guarantee on that shit, man.
You ain't never guaranteed a spot to go back,
especially not in the NFL. League is what people don't understand about the NFL. That's why they got a hard salary cap. The league is designed for everybody to go 8-8. The best team to go 8-8. Period.
Oh, come all on. Day. Now, see, people.
No, that's what
no,
it's,
no, no,
it's
no,
designed.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm looking at a picture. They got this picture where they got these African babies in diapers and stuff. And it's talking about, sweet, the Panther t-shirts come in tomorrow. Cause
they
know,
always do that.
Yeah, they send the losing team's clothes get sent, get donated to third world countries.
But yeah, I just want to get that out there that you're never guaranteed to go back, never ever.
Yeah,
never had a repeat winner.
Mm-mm.
When you lose, that's soul crushing and shit.
That's why Norman was over there crying.
For all we know, Tampa Bay can win that division next year.
And somebody going, and don't get it twisted, somebody going to overpay for Josh Norman ass too.
Mm-hmm.
He may end up in Cleveland somewhere. Who else got a lot of cap space?
Somebody got a picture of Beyonce next to it. They got the villain from Ghostbusters 2.
Who, Vigo?
Yeah, nah.
Vigo the Carpe? Oh, man, I'm done. But I just had to call in, kick with you fellas.
All right, let's talk about some commercials. What commercials
did you have? And the best commercial was the X-Men commercial.
Thank you so much, sir. Yes, sir. I agree.
I was done after that.
Yes.
I do have to admit, Olivia Munn cutting that car in half looked badass.
Yeah, it was.
That whole movie. My whole thing with this, I'm interested to see where do they go. Because this movie is going to be hype. It's coming out Memorial Day.
After Apocalypse, let's see. Who could the X-Men get into it with?
But you can't whoop Apocalypse ass in one movie. If they beat him in one movie, I'm gonna be done with the franchise. Because
you can. You just got to make Apocalypse retreat. Like, you don't defeat Apocalypse. You just set him back. So he just said,
send him back where? To Egypt?
No, set him back.
Like, oh, well, shit.
Like if you, whatever plans he has, if you upset them, then he'll, you know, regroup and shit. Then he'll be like, all right, you got this one, and then he'll come back later and try to fuck with you again. Because this whole thing is survival of the fittest. So
he needs, but sir, he needs to get weakened, retreat, and then come back with Sinister Minister in the next movie, Mr. Sinister. And then that's when shit'll get real. You know what I'm saying? Or because the
Shadow King.
Shadow King, he's different from him, right?
Yeah, he's like a...
That's more Xavier, some in Xavier's head, right?
Well, he was a telepath, and him and Xavier had a fight on the astral plane, and Xavier whipped his ass, and he kind of got stuck there. But he got stronger living on the astral plane, so he can fuck with anybody. But
that's what I'm saying.
The one guy that could probably use is Mojo.
Because you know Magneto is going to end up turning. You know he's going to end up joining.
They could use Mojo as a villain.
I'm not really familiar with him. I have to read up on him. I want Sinister Minister, man.
Okay, Mojo runs this dimension that he's a fucking TV producer and shit. And he fucking captures people and puts them in fucking dangerous situations just so he can entertain his people. So he always captures the X-Men and then make them fight for their fucking lives on TV. And the motherfucker controls everything. So it ain't like they can just get out of it.
So you saying no to Mr. Sinister?
No. You could use Sinister, I'm just saying. You could also, they could use Mojo. He's a viable villain they can use. They don't have,
and also, the Ant-Man and Hulk was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought Hulk was gone. You know, last time I seen him, he was on the damn plane. Get the hell out of here.
That Ninja Turtles movie, man, that fucking sucked.
Is that Krang? Is Krang going to be in it?
Yes.
Okay, and now it's making me want to go see it because I want to see how they'll do Krang, how they're going to do Krang.
Is Tyler Perry supposed to play Krang?
I don't know. I just want to see if they're going to make that damn stomach talk like they do on the damn show. That's all I remember. That damn, the top never said nothing. It was that damn stomach.
Because the body was just a robot.
Yeah, the body was just, that dude just had that peanut head and the Bret Hart glasses and that was it. No, the Cyclops shade. He had the Cyclops shade, a little giddy up. Big head. No, he had a small peanut head and a big old body. And then Krang was down there. So I'm kind of interested to see that, man. This is going to be a pretty good summer at the movies, man, I think.
Maybe.
It's lining up. Starting what, next month with Batman and Superman. Take a little break in April. Then you got May. Captain America's in May, right?
You say yes.
Yeah. And then we got X-Men and, you know, that. Don't we hit a little, we get a little drought after that, right?
Well, Suicide Squad in August.
Somebody just said we shouldn't feel sorry for Cam. He shouldn't feel sorry for Cam because he, for his, the rest of his life, he'll be 1-0 against Bama.
Against Bama?
Yep, for the rest of his life, he 1-0 against Bama.
Well, I'm just glad I ain't got to see Cecil Newton on TV lying no damn more. I don't know nothing about no money.
We got several more months until we get another NFL game.
Well, hey, long as Cecil Newton ain't on my TV, I'm good.
Well, I won't be watching the NFL Network for a while, so.
Oh, man, Surfer, don't be that fan. Don't be that fan.
Hey, look.
Watch it when your team win. You can watch it when they lose.
I was watching when they lose, but I don't want to sit there and watch Denver over and over and over and over.
You sit there and watch your team over and over and over and over.
It's my team, okay?
I'm a fair weather fan, you.
I'm not a fair weather fan.
You just don't want to give Peyton his props. And you
if I'm a Patriot fan, then I don't like Peyton Manning, okay? I said this. As a fan, I don't like him. Personally, he's okay
that
with
that whole
me.
Family bitch your team, don't him. It just takes time.
Yeah, okay.
That's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame.
Damn shame.
Well, Peyton Manning got his way.
Ain't Peyton beat Tom Brady on his way to each one just like Eli?
You know what? No, because Eli beat him in the game those two times. He beat him in the game those two times. But now there was once the first one they played beforehand. I think the Giants won that game though. I go back and look that up. I think the year that they first played the Giants, they played a regular season game. And I don't remember who won that regular season game. I think it was the Giants.
The Patriots won that game. I'm talking
Patriots like, that game. Okay.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, and the only time the Giants ever played them was in the two Super Bowl games outside of that regular season game.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, in the playoffs.
Yeah, beat them in the big game. Mm-hmm, two times. That lucky catch. That lucky catch.
I know Surfo that's stewing right now. He can't stand them damn Manning brothers.
I'm not stewing.
Well, you only got to deal with one now.
I hope the other one come back.
It's going to be a while before New York get better. I mean, they got some of the pieces, but there ain't no coach coming in right away. Especially since they got the same fucking coaches except for the head coach.
I still don't see how you do that.
You're trying to use Jedi mind trick about them damn Mannings. You ain't got to use Jedi mind trick on them.
That ain't going to work.
trying to convince himself. They ain't going to win it.
You fired Tom Coughlin, but you keep his staff, and you hire his assistant as your head coach. Tom Coughlin didn't deserve that.
Hey, as long as it's a Manning around, Tom Brady going to be looking over his damn shoulder somehow. The man is like Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns.
Remember, Tom Brady goes on to a supermodel, okay? Remember that.
That's true.
And
that is true.
And he got a hot baby mama too.
Yeah, Bridget Moynihan on Blue Bloods. That is a good ass show. She's probably crazy though. That's why she looked like the type that she was.
Yeah, just that, you know, he probably did what most men do. He found out she was knocked up and then got an upgrade. He probably did a dick move.
Because he's a douchebag.
He probably did a dick move.
Because he's a douchebag.
Somebody just put a picture on Facebook and it said, "Sorry, Panthers, but we all knew there is only one champion to come out of the Carolinas, Ric Flair."
And who was that?
Ric Flair.
No, you didn't say who put the...
Who they was talking about, Ric Flair?
Yeah.
He can't even go back because the one time waiting on his ass as soon as he stepped foot in the state.
Well, you know what? I'm glad fucking Ray's didn't call in with his wine and shit. Motherfucker, you know what? Earlier, right? When I said, yeah, you know, I'm the quarterback of the show. Then William came in, I said, yeah, he's the captain of the defense. So then when after Rage called in, I said, yeah, Rage is the captain of the special teams. The fuck are you calling me that for? You trying to say I'm retarded? I had to hang up on his ass.
Man, how you gonna hang up on a man? He just reconnected with his pops this week. You know, he should be feeling good.
Because, man, he's a fucking buzzkill and shit, you know?
He should fucking be the happiest as a sister.
That motherfucker know how to knock a high out of you.
He should be as happy as Jeff Hardy in Amsterdam.
You could be high on the best fucking weed, and that motherfucker will kill it.
with the news that we got today this week about him, he shouldn't be balling nobody. And the nerve.
Okay, so Peyton Manning's his legendary career is I'm saying it's coming to an end. NFL records: most wins by QB at 200, most touchdown passes, most passing yards, five MVPs, and 14 Pro Bowl selections. Two Super Bowl championships, and a few of them he tied with Brett Favre, and he's tied with three others on one as well. 14 Pro Bowl selections, he's tied with three others, and he's tied with Brett Favre for the most wins by QB. They're both at 200.
Well, says it all.
Just hang it up. We ain't got nothing else to prove. Hang it up.
Yeah, at this point, it's just all downhill. I mean,
You need to put.
Unless you want to come back and try to beat the Patriots again. But, you know, that's up to him. You know, I appreciate you guys, you know, allowing me to say my piece. I want to say RIP to the Carolina Panthers right and left tackles. You know, we hardly knew
the last time the left side was famous in the Super Bowl was when Left Shark was there.
Because the damn blind side got blindsided tonight.
you know his real name? You're just going to keep calling him Blindside.
I don't give a damn. The way he played tonight, he don't need no damn name. His damn name is Blindside.
How could you not be ready for that? I cannot be ready for this game. You knew what these boys were going to bring to you. You knew what these boys were bringing. You knew it. And
I feel bad for Santa Clara. They got Roman Reigns at WrestleMania last year, and now this year they got the blind side getting his ass whooped. They just have a bare little streak in Santa Clara, man. It's just horrible. Damn shame.
I feel for
laying eggs. Left and right.
Dag, man. People just put fucked up shit on Facebook. You boy Randy put a picture of Pinky talking about when you go from Pinky to Big Toe because she got fat.
Pinky to what?
Big Toe.
Who the hell?
You know Pinky.
Porn star. Friday.
She's a porn star.
Oh, damn. I thought you was talking about Pinky from Friday. Clicky files. That's the only Pinky I know.
A picture. She's looking pretty heavy. It says when you go from Pinky to Big Toe.
Oh. And shout out to Beyonce coming out there looking like a $2 whore.
Thank you.
I kind of don't get Beyonce's popularity. Look, I don't hate on her as far as her career. She's doing her thing. She's making money. I just don't get how so many people flip the fuck out over her like they do. I mean, yeah, she's a good-looking woman. She sings fine, but her songs, they're not that fucking great, and yet they blow up every fucking time she puts out a song.
I just think at a certain age, you need to put some clothes on. Like, damn, you're a mother now. You need to, you know.
Now she's exploiting her daughter. Her daughter's in a new video.
I can only imagine. And then You know, these celebrities, they do crazy stuff. I
saw it on the news this morning.
You know, they do this crazy stuff and then all this crap, and then they wonder why their kids come out messed up as teenagers and adults.
Blue Ivy.
They don't know they're right from their left. Because their mama up there twerking, shaking her ass.
Well, you know, Beyonce's been in the spotlight since she was a child herself, so. I mean,
well, we know that. I'm just saying.
Her parents been pimping her from go. So.
Well, she need. I know she. Her daddy get out there and say you better sing like Joe Jackson, your daddy.
No, her daddy got nothing to do with it now. They done dropped that motherfucker a long time ago.
Yeah.
He got other daughters, illegitimate daughters. He trying to make famous.
She hit him with the Nino Brown line. It's business. It's no personal.
Brown.
Hey man, it's business. It's never personal.
Right, right.
So there you go. But I'm gonna let y'all finish this out, man. I'm gonna go watch some Peyton Manning post game wrap up, so I can and Surfer, don't be mean, man. You're about to turn the big 5-0 in a couple days.
I'm not getting mean. You know? Trust me, I will sleep. When I get off, I'm going to watch some fucking Avatar from earlier, and I will go to bed like it's nothing.
You need to watch some SportsCenter and pay homage to the greatness that is Peyton Manning.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. He got his cheap victory. Okay, his back door and shit.
Yeah, hate him.
He got his back. He got his backdoor victory.
He earned it. Be happy for the man. And William.
Yes.
Make sure.
Was you happy for Tom Brady last year?
Was I happy for Tom Brady?
No, I'm asking Tony. Were you happy for Tom Brady?
Was I happy for Tom Brady? I was more pissed off at Darrell Bevell and Pete Carroll than I was happy for Tom Brady. So you talking about somebody that should have been fired? They should have been fired. Throwing the ball on the 2-yard line. That's fireable. When you got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield.
Okay. But also,
so you
didn't have to be happy last year, but I'm supposed to be happy.
No. What I'm saying is you're not happy because Peyton Manning dismantled your team twice.
Okay,
you should just say, tip your cap to
him. We dismantled Peyton Manning's team plenty of time and shit.
Well, we ain't talking. Why you got to bring up old shit? You talking about now.
Yeah, you bringing up old shit, too.
No, I'm not. They just did that a week ago.
That was 2 weeks ago. That's old shit, man.
That's more recent. That was last month.
This is this month. We in February
that's
now.
That's more recent than when last time y'all.
No, see, you bringing up shit from January. We in February.
You bringing up stuff from like 2 years ago.
That's the point. It's all old shit. It's all in the past.
You ain't going to hit me with that Rufiggy shit. It's in the past.
The past is the past.
Uh-uh. Your name ain't Rufiggy and my name
Describe
ain't
Describe the Super Bowl with only one word.
Uh-uh. Pay the Von Miller. That's two.
That's not one word. And then I don't know what the fuck Rage is posting on here. Some fucking child with some sloth body and a baby's legs. Talking about the real winner of the Super Bowl. That's a dog's head. Like a pug head. I don't know what the fuck that's supposed
pops,
to be.
His pops really need to sit down and have a world's strongest talk with him.
I know we need to put together some money and get them laid. I'm willing.
I ain't going there.
You know, hey people, there's a donate button at the website. You know, just hit that and say you want to contribute to the Rage losing his charity fund. And
has anybody had the birds and the bees talk with him yet? Let's see.
What are they saying in the chat room?
Big Mark.
Cash Cow. Still got get a new O-line, yeah. Jeff, the Packers, we need everyone healthy. Okay, he's a Packer fan. Jordan Cobb's a Packer fan. San Fran equal gay.
I'm surprised I didn't see Mr. Slave at the game. the big gay Al's big gay sanctuary.
The Eagles just waiting to steal some team players just for the hell of it. Tax cows on fire. They better tag some.
Steal them all day long. That don't mean they're going to play good when they get there. See Byron Maxwell.
We need to transition it to the next week NBA All-Star game that nobody gives a fuck about.
Oh, yeah.
And then Bull Rage, he's bitching about how he don't think it's right that the Super Bowl it costs too much. Like he was going to, like he would end up going to a Super Bowl. I'm like, dude, you get to watch the biggest sporting event on TV for free. That's what you get. Okay? Now if you want to spend $25,000 on a ticket, you're more than welcome to. Yep. But don't sit there and bitch because it's not $50. Because if it was cheap, then everybody wouldn't get a ticket because they would be sold out in like a matter of seconds. Get laid rage. Hashtag get rage laid.
Well, maybe his famous relative can get him a ticket. That's a perk of being famous, you know.
There you go.
Well, anything else?
I'm going to let you guys close up shop.
You know, stay to the end because we're about to get off. So you might as well just ride it on out.
Yeah.
You know.
Like I said, I just thought that Carolina just got overwhelmed, at least on the offensive side of the football. Hopefully they'll draft better next year. They'll get Kevin Benjamin back, get you another receiver that can stretch the field, and let's see what they do. As I said earlier, you're never guaranteed going back.
I think the fix is in, man. I'm just conspiracy.
I can't say conspiracy.
Roger Goodell, man.
Oh, God.
I can't.
Vince McMahon book this.
You know?
Creative.
the bookers out in L.A., in Vegas had something to do with this, man, because all the money was on Carolina to win. So they fucking took
if
everybody.
If you bet Denver, you probably won a pretty penny, didn't you?
Probably.
Because they were favored by more than, like, under a touchdown, 6 points?
Well, you know, the bet line.
That was plus six when I last saw it.
The bet line is set so that the money is 50-50. You know? Because they don't make it so that everybody will bet on one side or the other. They try to make it so that they'll get equal amount of bets on each team.
What was the over-under? 45?
Yep.
Yeah.
Missed it by 10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you had the under, then you won.
Sorry to keep you waiting. But that definitely would have paid. What up? For the most part.
You know what? You know the best thing about doing a show here on AM Radio?
What's that?
There are other fine shows you can listen to every day here on AM Radio.
Most definitely.
Starting with tomorrow night, Talk Brunch live at 11:30 p.m. right after Raw. Get your live brunch in, people. And then Tuesday night, my man Tony C will be back here with his boss, Double A, for the rant at 8 p.m., followed by Virgin Rage and Lee for Freaks and Geeks at 11. And he'll be bitching.
What'd you call him?
Mark. World's Strongest Virgin.
I'm done.
I can lift 10 tons, but I'm a virgin.
Thursday's Rant and Wrestling live. I mean, it's not live, but it's every Thursday at 9 p.m. But what is live is every Friday at 9 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And then my man Willie Will here on Saturday night at 11 for the Wrestling Call-In Show.
Yes.
And then the show that we got preempted this week will be back next week at live at 5 p.m. The What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. Myself, Wooden Jordan Cobb.
Yes.
And next Sunday at 3:30, will be Scott's throwback show live. So, what was the topic? Oh, July of 89. That's the subject matter. And he should be joined by Stanley Kubert, friend to the show of the What Are You Reading comic book show. So, tune in for that. You know, maybe that'll be the start of a new show here, Rant M Radio, if it goes over well.
You never know. Tony C.
What's up?
We should do an NBA All-Star post and pre and post show.
And when is those
man, that's on Valentine's Day. I ain't dealing with
when is those Achiever Awards again?
The 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
February.
If you want foolery at its best on the 24th, the Achiever Awards.
The black people show. You win, I win, she win, I win.
Black people show.
Gotta love the black people show.
Did y'all see that skit last night on Saturday Night Live? He was making fun of Peyton Manning and Cam Newton.
Nope, I didn't see it.
Nope.
You gotta watch it on Hulu. They was doing Ebony and Ivory. But the shit they was saying, man, that shit was just wrong.
There can't be no wrong than what we're gonna do at the Black Achiever Awards. Yeah. Shout out to the nigga taker in the lead.
Yeah, come on now. That kind of language is not allowed on any show that I'm hosting.
Hey man. It's all about the nigga taker.
Oh,
hashtag it. Yeah.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Better watch out, boy, because Surfer write a letter.
Fast Lane will be on February the 21st.
Yeah, Fast Lane, WWE Fast Lane on the 21st, people.
Y'all better watch out, because...
And the whole scramble will be coming up in March.
Better watch out, boy, because you know Surfer, he'll write a letter in a heartbeat.
You know what? You know, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Okay, Roger Murtaugh. Surfer Murtaugh.
You know, I try to convince y'all that this foolery don't need to go down. Y'all just insist on this depravity.
You damn right.
You know, you see, when the end times trigger, man, you're gonna know whose fault it is, and it's not gonna be my fault. Okay.
We're going out with a bang.
That blaze
EP style.
That blaze of glory. That's what it'd be about. The blaze of glory.
Bada bang, bada boom, bada bang.
Yep. Nailed it, Tony C.
I know I did.
All right.
So much fun coming ahead on the with the Rant EM Radio Network. Opinions you love and families you crave. That's our new motto.
Gonna put Rage back with his family.
And join us on the Rant Tuesday where we can possibly reconnect another family.
Can we do it? Who else's family is missing?
Hey. Never known.
And remember, folks, if you want to talk to me on Skype, the number for Skype is there is no fucking number on Skype, okay? It's Skype. You put in the name Silver Surfer_forever, okay? There's no phone number involved. If you got Skype on your phone, then you turn on Skype and you friend me.
And I just want to say, remember, if you have a family member you're looking to connect with or have lost touch with, please send AA the Rant a picture and that family member, and we will try to get you back on track on Tuesday nights. That's what we do here. We not only talk wrestling.
You know the best picture, the funniest picture was the one with the baby being held by Mark Henry, and it's Rage's head with the fucking yellow glasses and shit.
I'm not just saying that individual. I had nothing to do with that. I'm just saying. Anybody else needs help?
Matt, see, Matt has no shame. He is the double incarnate. Okay.
Matt just takes his social work very serious. Mm-hmm. You know, he's more of the he finishes the social work end of it. You know, Double A, he gets the ball rolling, and then Matt just come in and bring it on home with the full reconnection. And shout out to both of those guys, man. They work hard on this network within this family. You know, it take a lot to be like a host and a contributor, also a social worker on the back end. You know,
that can't take a lot. And then Cam Newton didn't make himself look any better. He walks out of the Super Bowl 50 post game press conference.
So well, what you expect from a?
He didn't make himself look any better.
I almost said it. almost said it. That probably would have got me kicked off
the network. Were they asking them dumb questions?
No, from what I'm reading, yeah, but that's still not the way for you to conduct yourself.
I mean, I saw some of the dumb questions they asked him during the week and shit. Like, why the fuck are you asking him about his sandals and shit?
Look.
Okay, now Megyn Kelly's on TV.
No.
No what?
Oh, something else. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you another commercial that I was happy to see. That Serena Williams commercial.
Oh, about the Fiat?
Yes. If I was looking at the Fiat, something wrong with you.
Serena Williams may be the only woman that I would probably go too soon. You know?
You'll get lost in that ass.
Oh.
Oh.
I would do one of those... dude from American Pie and shit, when he had the girl in his room.
And oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And all she did was just touch his hand. He went,
That's why I said you're a two-pump chump all day long. Two-pump. Oh, my bad.
And then somebody got a thing of Steve Harvey of Eternal Son, and the winner is Carolina.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's on Facebook.
Been a mistake.
I'm sorry. And the winner is Carolina.
Damn, man. Steve Harvey ain't never going to live that shit down, is he?
But you know what? He got to look at his bank account.
Did y'all see that commercial he did tonight for T-Mobile?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All you got to do is look at his bank account.
They got videos from the halftime show. Everybody's dancing with Beyonce, got 50 women behind her, trying to look like Michael Jackson and Janet at the same time. And then got Bruno Mars. He was looking
flamboyant.
Yeah, you know, to each his own.
Man,
I don't know what the hell Bruno Mars looked like. I just can't put my finger on it.
Well, he's one,
but he just don't look weird. He just don't look right.
Well, you know, he's an Islander.
I don't even know what he is. He just don't look right.
He's Polynesian.
He looked like some Polynesian sauce. You're right. He's probably Samoan. That's why I can't get my hand.
He is from one of those islands.
I believe it. If I would have seen, if you'd had Roman Reigns back there dancing in that damn video, I would have been rolling. That's where he needed to be.
So, Tony C, since you hate all Samoans, I assume you hate Samoa Joe.
No, he's not related to them.
Okay. I know he's not part of that tribe.
Yeah.
What did y'all think of the of the Jungle Book commercial.
That's probably going to be pretty good. I might go see that one. Just live, you know, live action with the actual voices.
That's the one thing we all learn from TNA. Make sure you go see everything live.
At Double A's home. I don't know if he's listening live or not, but I think he's home now. He's probably at some Super Bowl party eating up all the wings.
Oh, yeah.
All the snacks. Probably didn't give a fuck about the game and shit. He just probably just eating just wings. Eat.
Man, leave the boss man alone.
I'm not messing with him. I just know he's not into football. He probably went to the thing just to eat and be around people. That's all.
Yep.
He probably was out doing most social work in the community.
Yeah, okay.
Because you know he is a philanthropist, socialite, social work, solving cases, fraternity cases from here to...
Coldplay was Beyonce's left shark at the Super Bowl. Oh, the hits just keep on coming.
They do keep on coming. Big up to the boss man, Double A, for all that he does in the community and within Randy Young. Damn sure make my day.
Yes.
And made my life. And to Surfer, one day Roman might show back up on this network and start giving spears and Superman punches.
Misleading young ladies looking for love.
And forming shields around people. But
and that was the sad part, man. That girl's just she's just looking for some tenderness and some loving. I'm fucking tag teaming her with the okie doke.
And we was gonna triple power bomb her, you know that. So if anybody likes a good laugh, please listen to Freaks and Geeks and all the rest of the shows on this network, man. It's comedic gold all around.
Yeah, and I'm about to record a Deadpool review either tonight or tomorrow. So that'll be up soon.
I'm going to see that Friday. That's my ultimate goal. That's the ultimate goal. Saturday, I don't want to do nothing. But watch the 3-point contest. You know, I don't care about slam dunk.
Yeah, that's not, slam dunk gonna be bogus.
But that 3-point.
Yeah. But a 3-point contest is gonna be awesome.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost the Mania, man. We only got like a month and some change, so.
And then the game, and then the All-Star game itself ain't gonna be good till like the fourth quarter.
Pepsi halftime show.
If that.
Yeah.
But I know y'all, it's time to ride out.
Oh yeah, it's 12. Congrats to the Denver Broncos for winning Super Bowl 50.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Congrats, fuck them.
Let's see what they do next year.
Dang shit. Fuck them. Fuck Peyton, man. Get the hair. That motherfucker. He can drop out of a fucking building. Oh, I care. Son of a bitch. God damn, where was Randy? Where was Bane when you needed him to blow up the fucking field and shit? You know, I keep waiting for Bane to blow up
a hater.
I keep waiting for Bane to show up and blow up one of these football fields one day, and he just won't do it. He just won't do it.
If he blow the one up in Foxborough.
No, that's a shrine, man. That's a shrine.
See?
No, he didn't say it was a shrine. Dang.
You know, that's God's football field on Earth. Come on now.
What?
The football guys built that stadium.
What?
The football guys built that stadium. Okay? If that stadium blew up, then there would be no razors for people to shave.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, Gillette razors to keep a lot of people nice and clean and shaved.
close up the show, please?
All right, say goodbye then.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all. See y'all next year on the fourth ever Super Bowl show presented by Rant EN Radio. We'll see who makes it next year. I hope it ain't the Patriots. So, but holla.
Yes, sir.
Later. Whatever. Whatever. We're going back anyway, so.
Y'all ain't doing nothing.
Okay. Fixes in.
Yeah, for the Patriots.
See, this year was the payback for the whole Deflategate. You know, they couldn't take it from us last year, so they told us to bow out this year, and then we'll come back next year stronger than ever. We'll finally get that undefeated season, and then Tom Brady will retire. He'll get a divorce from his wife because his wife will take half his money and shit. He won't get a job on the networks. Peyton Manning will be on every fucking network and shit, you know. And then Tom Brady's life will just be shit. You have to do porn to make money.
You didn't butt too far. Oh my goodness, that's taking it much too far.
All right, man, we appreciate y'all listening. See y'all next year. We're out. Peace.
Y'all have a good night. Y'all take care.